Hello. Morning.
Is there a roster move involving all in that takes place today?
At the appropriate time, you'll be apprised of that situation.
How are you planning on?
There's an official announcement.
How are you planning on filling his role on the field? What players are you looking at, candidates, and what roles?
Yeah, we got a pretty good idea what we're gonna do, and we'll make that announcement.
Is that gonna be a one person job, or do you see one guy in base and one guy in pass rush situations?
Well, I think the Dan Scuda, Ahmad Brooks, Corey Lemonnier, have confidence in those guys, and know they'll do a good job.
Dobbs would have fit into that role.
Yeah, I mean, the guys we got, and especially in nickel, Dobbs will play a role.
Jim, what do you guys need to do to get more out of your receiving game, just get more production and efficiency out of the receivers?
You never lay it on one spot. I mean, if we're talking offensively, I thought the effort was very good by our offensive unit. Precision needs to be better, and that falls in under everybody's purview. So we'll try one more thing. As always, there is another thing to try, and you go back to work and see if you can't improve and fix.
Receivers getting open though. It seems like there's a lot of hesitation by Colin when he's back there.
Not gonna put it on one spot. Precision offensively, needs to improve. We'll all have a hand in working on improving that.
Is John Baldwin up to speed yet in this offense where he might get a look this week?
Yeah, that's possible. He's doing a good job. Had a real good week of practice last week, and we're all coming back today, back to work. Working on fixing.
Last week you said Colin might have been one of the best things on the offense, something like that, in the Seattle game. Would you say the same thing about him in this game?
I was going to say the same thing I just said. I mean, we're. Working on a precision. I think that's the area that needs improvement. And, we all come under that. Players, coaches, everybody who has a hand in the offense. And we'll not going to hang our heads. We're going to keep working and we'll try again.
I know you don't like comparing years or anything, but you did make a quarterback switch in the middle of last year. Is maybe some of this just a kind of residual? You are still adjusting to a new quarterback. Has the offense changed in any dramatic way, just generally with Kaepernick versus what you had with Alex?
It's evolving, and is there changes? Yes.
Can some of the struggles be attributed to that?
Football is not easy. There are struggles, and. That's one of the things you enjoy about the game, that there are struggles. We got some adversity. There's no question about it. And we also have the rare opportunity of staring adversity in the face and whipping it. That's our goal.
Jim, you rely heavily on three older players, Gore, Bolden, and Justin Smith. Is it a mistake to rely so much on three older guys?
They're pretty darn good guys to rely on.
So it's not a mistake?
Pardon?
Is there an update on Patrick Willis?
Yeah, he's getting evaluated this morning.
Last week you talked so much about a little bit about focusing some efforts on the penalties. What's the step you take now? I mean, there were still some costly penalties yesterday that led to first downs.
Yeah, there were first downs by penalty, and in a game that we were really touchdown away, 13-7, up until 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And, you know, there was a key drive there that but I think our defense, you know, that's not something we want to be about. We don't want to be, you know, giving first downs by penalty and keep working at it.
Was there a reason, physical reason, Frank Gore only carried three times in the second half?
No.
Why didn't he carry more? I mean, he had three carries right off the bat, didn't touch the ball again in the run game.
Three carries?
At the start of the second half.
Yeah.
You know, after gouging them in the first half. Why didn't he carry the ball more?
Yeah. You know, it's a discussion we've had in the past. Why throw and not run? Why more runs in the first half than the second? Those were the plays that were called.
Are you a day later? How do you feel about those decisions?
Oh, you're analyzing everything. I said, you know, we all have our fingerprints on it, and you all, you work to improve the precision. That's where we're at.
This team has not run a lot of read option much at all this season. Is that because of what defenses are doing, or is this you just saying that's not something that you were going to employ very much this year, at least to start?
Well, I mean, not a lot. I mean, we've run it, you know, as part of our offense, and we'll continue to be.
Are defenses playing it differently?
Yeah, I mean, there's different looks each game, but you know, it's the precision in that part of the game, you know, as well needs improving.
Is it a good thing you guys have a short week?
It's what we have, you know. It's when the game is scheduled, and coaches, players, everybody, everybody's back working.
What did you do last night?
We came in. We're working. Yeah.
Have you been home since the game?
Took my wife home and then came in here. Yeah.
Do you have Frank Gore on like a pitch count that he only touches the ball X number of times as a runner in a game?
No.
It could be open ended.
Yes.
You spoke about it just specifically yesterday, but can you speak broadly that your what your confidence is that Alden is going to make it back and that he will beat this and become a stronger person and player in this team?
Yeah, you know, it's was addressed last night after the ball game, and you know, we're very supportive of Alden as we are of you know, all of our players, all of our coaches, our personnel, always supportive in house.
Did he let you down? Did he let the team down?
We've hashed through it now. Now we're taking steps to, and Alden's taking steps, so we support him in that.
Would you expect him back playing this year?
You know, there's a process. We're going to respect that process.
Will he stay here in the Bay Area? Will he go home to Missouri and be in front of his parents? Can you say?
Well, there'll be some official statements forthcoming on that.
How do you think his being out is going to affect the team?
Well, you know, like I mentioned, there's adversity. There's an opportunity to stare it in the face and whip it. That's our approach.
There are reports that he's already on his way to a rehabilitation program. Can you confirm or comment on that at all?
There'll be official statements, reports shortly that'll address that.
How's Vernon Davis's hamstring?
We'll see.
Is he getting evaluated today?
Yes.
Nambi suffer a knee injury at the end of that game, making a tap on Bradshaw.
Nambi's also getting an MRI. Okay.
Was LaMichael James healthy enough to play yesterday?
He's getting back. He's getting back.
When he's fully healthy, will he be suiting up for games?
We will. You know, we'll make that evaluation.
Jim, you and the organization took a fair amount of criticism for allowing Alden to play Sunday. Do you have any regrets about that decision?
Not going to rehash the decision. We went over it last night. We did what we felt was in the best interest of the team and in the best interest of the player long term.
A couple more.
Jim, do you, I know Patrick's getting evaluated. What's your thought initially on whether he can be ready
Ah, we'll, you know, leave that to the evaluation and the treatment of the doctors and trainers.
Having an MRI as well?
Yes.
Okay.
this is a feelings question here. Do you feel like Colin is playing as confidently now as he did last year?
I feel very confident in Colin, yes.
Do you think he's playing confidently?
Yes, I do.
How does he feel about his level of play? I mean, Colin is a perfectionist, and he's hard on himself. But
yeah. I mean, we all want the precision to be better. You know, we all strive for that, and I'm confident we'll get that done.